A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Hwan. Replay from Money FM 89.3.
A lot of people are taking stock of their investments and trades as well at this time of the year. And we talk about being better at something. I guess these guys would be thinking, how can you be better at trading in 2019?
Actually, that's a very good thought because you always want to improve on this. So much information out there that could help you. You might have read blogs on trading, books perhaps, workshops. We know that certain big hedge fund managers coming to town every now and then, whole workshops, and everybody goes crazy trying to go see them, right? But apparently, according to our next guest, the most critical thing we need to look at when it comes to becoming a better trader is actually right there in our minds.
But what if it's too crowded in there?
Then it's time to space out, maybe.
Oh, gosh.
I need to speak with this guy urgently. Nabil Matar, trading strategist at IG, in the studio with us. Good morning. How clear is your mind today?
Good morning, guys. Not very clear. It's a Monday morning. I caught the Liverpool match last night.
Okay, which side are you on?
Manchester United.
Very good. We can continue this conversation with angst.
Now, can you put that side away?
Yeah,
can you compartmentalize for a moment and focus on trading?
I try.
Nabil, you have over a decade of experience in currency trading and even financial market trade planning and strategies. And Nabil, by the way, is a certified financial planner, a CFP, and a chartered market technician, a CMT. Well, acronyms aside, let's get him talking.
Nabil, let's start off with getting some definitions out of the way, okay? It's all about trying to become a better trader. How are traders different from investors? What's the difference between the two?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think investors are definitely more long-term. They look to buy and hold.
Okay.
So they do a lot of top-down analysis, fundamental analysis, and they can look to hold things for like 1 year or more than that. Whereas traders are a bit more dynamic. So, of course, you aim to get returns as well, but you can do both buying and selling. So it's definitely more dynamic. It involves fundamental as well. But I think more psychology is involved because you're facing the markets on a day-to-day basis. So you need to know how you manage your thoughts, your emotions, your decision-making process.
So one is more patience involved. The other is like you really got to be focused for short, quick stints, right?
Yes, correct. Actually, trading is a bit more varied as well. You can be a short-term trader. When I say short-term, you can talk about minutes. So you go in and out really fast.
Okay.
You can be medium-term, couple of days, couple of weeks, or it can be long-term as well. I think in the current context that we are in, the markets is a very interesting time because of all the liquidity pumped in to the markets. I think it's good to be a bit of both. I think even if you're an investor, I think it's good to be a trader so that you know how to analyze the charts, you know how to use technical analysis to enhance your investment decisions as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seems like you need a little more time to be a trader. And then if you're a busy person with like a full-time job, you're more an investor. Am I right to categorize it like that?
You can do both, actually. Let's take myself for example, right? So, I mean, I have a full-time job. I mean, the luxury of my job, I can look at the markets all the time as well.
Yeah, that's true.
But you can't be 100% focused. So I think like a medium, long-term kind of trading plan would suit me better.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say medium, long-term means, let's say I get into a trade, I hold it for a couple of days, a couple of weeks. You can suit it or you can trade based around your lifestyle and how much time you need and how much time you have to look in the markets as well. You need not be 100% focused, I mean, looking at markets all the time. Sometimes you can plan a trade, you can leave an entry, you can have a stop loss, a take profit level, and that's it, let the trade go.
Yeah. And 2018's been an interesting year when it comes to volatility. If you recall, Elliot, we were at a DBS event where people whom we thought were the savviest like traders said they hadn't even placed a trade at all this year at all, choosing to just be more investors and take a little more of a passive approach. Any comments?
Interesting thought, actually. I think with volatility came back, especially when Donald Trump starts talking. Right?
Lovely, man.
Or tweeting.
Or tweeting. Yeah, very interesting. I think traders like volatility because, I mean, this is where opportunity comes in. But for trading, it's so flexible. You can, even without volatility, you can trade a range-bound market. When I say range-bound means they're very defined support and resistance levels. And this way, you just trade off these key levels. And when it breaks up to the upside or downside, you can jump onto volatility and ride the trend as well. Okay. So this is why I love trading so much because it's so flexible, so dynamic. You can do many things, long, short. And it's based on your strategy. And like what I'm going to talk today, more importantly, your psychology.
Okay, psychology, go for it.
Trading psychology. Could you define it and what exactly it covers?
Yeah, psychology is so important. I mean, if you look at what the objective of trading is to make money, right? All of us want to make money.
Sure.
But the key thing is making money consistently.
Okay.
Yeah, and consistently requires a lot of your psychology game because if you look at the market, the market is so random, it's so variable. So you need something that's consistent, you need something that's stable, you need something that always makes decision in a very consistent approach for you to get any alpha or get any returns in markets. And this is where psychology comes in. Even if you put trading one side, a lot of our lives involves managing our psychology. So when we talk about psychology, right, I'm talking about managing your conscious and subconscious mind. And when it comes to trading, a lot of people neglect the subconscious mind. And it's very interesting because every single day, how many thoughts do you think go through our head every single day?
Oh, it's a crowded space, man.
It is a crowded space. Just give a number.
I can't even fathom 50,000.
Close. It's about, it's about 60,000 thoughts. And out of which, right, 5% are conscious. Only 5%. 90 to 95% are subconscious. So when I say subconscious, it means like your program inside you. How you travel to work, how you make decisions in the office, how you talk to your partner, all these are all subconscious. Now, can you imagine if your subconscious mind or your habits are all unhealthy? What will happen? And I'm not just talking about trading, your life as well. So as traders, right, there are a lot of things that goes in your subconscious mind that we do, but don't know why we're doing that. Have you looked back in your time and asked yourself, like, what was I thinking back then?
All the time now, Bill. All the time.
Yeah. So it's like there are a lot of habits that's formed. And like for myself, I used to, I'm not sure that you met somebody like that whereby you go for a meeting or you meet a friend and you're always 5-10 minutes late.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not too late, but it's still 5-10 minutes late.
Okay. Poor time management.
And you tell yourself, you know what, the next week, you know, I have a big meeting, I'll definitely be on time. Yeah. I'll be like half an hour early, just prepare.
Mm.
But then again, when you get there, again, you're 5-10 minutes late.
Ouch.
And why is that?
You don't understand why. Again, it's subconscious habits, and it's something you can wake up early, but you know, you dilly-dally, and it's just, you're programmed to do that. Mm. And it's very hard to break through sometimes.
Mm-mm.
And that's where you need to be able to look yourself in the mirror and say, you know what, these are all my habits I need to eradicate. I need to form new habits if I want to have a better life, be a better trader.
Yeah.
So coming back to trading, right? A lot of times our habits or perceptions of money forms our subconscious habit.
All right.
So for example, I mean, I grew up in a middle income family. My mom was very prudent, talking about saving money all the time. But what it did to me was that I live a source of scarcity instead of abundance, meaning that I'm always thinking there's not enough. And subconsciously, I get very fearful of money. So my relationship with money wasn't that good. I was fearful of it. And coming to trading, right, what I do is that I'm always fearful of it, so I'm always a bit too cautious.
Okay.
So when the opportunity comes, I second guess myself. When I see a bit of profit, I will close the trade. But when I see losses, I'll hold on to it. Yeah, because I'm always clinging on to the hope that they will come back for me. So you see, all this little self-belief, your subconscious, all this is very important. As a trader, you need to really fully reflect.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting because the principles of trading actually applies to principles of life as well.
Sure. Yeah. But Nabil, not everybody is smart enough to be able to fathom why they actually behave in certain ways. Do you have to see a shrink before you become a trader? Is this what you're suggesting?
Yeah, it helps sometimes. I mean, I've been in the industry for about 10 years, right? And you see how trading education has evolved in Singapore. A lot of people are teaching trading. Mm. But I think I still see a lack of emphasis on psychology. I've been to the States, I've been to the UK, I've talked to a lot of traders, a lot of educators as well. There's more emphasis on psychology there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if you guys know this author. I mean, the late, is it Michael or Mark Douglas? One is the actor, one's the author. But yeah, so he wrote this book called Trading the Zone. And it's really, really interesting because he talks about, you know, how psychology is so important. You know, how we need to be aware of what we're thinking, our thoughts, before we even look at the markets. So a lot of emphasis on psychology. And I think that is a big, big part of trading.
Mark Douglas is who you're talking about, the
yes,
author. Michael
correct.
Douglas did play a trader, though.
Oh, yeah. The Wolf of Wall Street, right?
Yeah, the Wolf of Wall Street.
That's where my confusion came from.
So good you are, Elliot Dankron, plucking out these IMDb type things. By the way, we're enjoying this morning conversation with Nabil Mata, trading strategist at IG.
Nabil, we've talked about trading psychology, you know, getting those habits out of the way, sort of unlearning and relearning about life. And now we talk about meditation. This is something you believe in. How did you start and why?
Yeah, meditation is a very big part of my life right now. I think if you look at famous people in finance, Ray Dalio, you know, he used to run a hedge fund, millions of dollars, and he attributed a lot of his success to meditation. And I think for me, meditation is a big part. So I've been doing it for a couple of years. I started at this place called the Golden Space in Singapore, and that's where they teach me. It's a transformation and healing meditation center. So that's where they taught me how to meditate, how to, you know, understand yourself better in terms of your thoughts, how to manage it. And the reason why I started meditation is because I got to my point in life whereby I'm tired of chasing. Mm. You know when you keep living in your head, you keep chasing, you know, it's either a better job, a better girlfriend, better car, more money. But after a while, I get a bit tired and I realize that what's the whole point of it. So meditation allowed me to enjoy. You always hear people say that enjoy the present moment, enjoy it now. But all those are just words, right? But now I fully understand what it means, because when your mind is quieter, you're able to be more present and enjoy what's in front of you. So I started meditation a couple of years back. The key thing to meditation is like trading, consistency. Right, you don't go for a long meditation retreat, like 10 days silent retreat, and then come back, expect your mind to be quiet. No, okay. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be consistent. So what I suggest, maybe like at least 10 minutes a day.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's so many types of meditations out there, so you can find something that you enjoy. You can use music, you can use chanting, you can do it. And it's absolutely non-religious. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can find something that suits you, do it every day. And the main thing is just to focus on calming your mind down. There's this monk that gave a really good analogy. So like, everybody has a monkey in their mind. And the monkey will go yak, 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 yak.
Yeah, I have a few.
And the monkey will go yak 100 more times whenever you're in a heated situation. Yeah, it can be an argument.
Yeah.
Or, you know, somebody can hit your car in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, and your thoughts just go whack.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing about meditation is to help you calm that chatter down. You can't silence the monkey because you'd be dead. So the monkey is always there.
Okay.
But you can slow down the chatter. And when you slow down the chatter, you realize a lot of things in your life unfolds for you. And that goes for trading as well. When you slow down the chatter, you'll be able to understand your conscious mind better. And when you are living in a conscious mind, you are always able to pull yourself out and see the big picture. Why are you trading? Why you want to make money? What's the purpose of trading? And when you have that big picture always in your mind, it's easier to make smarter decisions. And second thing, I think meditation helps in your subconscious mind as well, because it puts a mirror in front of you and you're able to ask yourself, why do I keep doing what I'm doing?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know, like some people, whenever they say, I'm going to quit smoking, but they never do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
they don't fully understand why they want to do it. They don't have the deepest belief, I guess.
Correct.
So I guess, Nabil, what you're saying right now is a good way actually to actually make you reset your clock, your trading clock ahead of 2019. So meditation, though, it really takes a lot out of you if you don't have the discipline to sit quiet for 5 minutes or even 10 minutes. That could be too long. People have ants in their pants. So how should you start?
Very interesting, because recently I introduced meditation to the office, and I observe how people react to it. And I totally get what you say. It's sometimes when you just start, especially, it's very difficult or challenging, or it seems challenging for you to just sit down and be quiet.
Yeah.
But you see, meditation is not just about, it's not about doing. A lot of people see it as a task. Don't see it that way. Just see yourself as sitting down and just being.
Yeah. So your colleague Peng Jingyi is sitting next to you. Jingyi, I just want to ask you, I mean, has this meditation email come to you yet? Like, Jingyi, try doing this?
I was away.
You were away, oh, I see. So you've overlooked it.
But it's good. I think the folks who attended it actually gave good reviews on it. And I think there are still, some of them who keep going. So okay. I think that's great.
So good that we've got to bring Nabil on radio.
Yeah, we do. Nabil, what's the best time of the day to meditate? Because I try doing that in the afternoon after work. When we start really early, I sit down, I close my eyes, and I fall asleep.
That's a good one. Yeah, it's definitely not when you're tired.
Yeah,
because when you fall asleep, it's not meditation anymore. It's just sleeping.
Well, yeah. But I was at peace. So what time of the day would you recommend?
I think in the morning. So
right at the start.
One key habit that I think we all should stop is staring at our phones for too long.
Very nice.
So the first thing when you wake up in the morning, what I did is that I stopped using my phone as alarms. I bought the proper alarm clock and I put my phone in another room. So for me, I discipline is that when I wake up, the first 15 minutes, half an hour, I make sure I do my meditation.
Mm.
And then after that, then maybe I check my phone. I realize that, you know, one thing we must understand that our brain, right, is it has a very negative bias. And when you wake up and you look at the phone, the emails, the calls, what you need to do, what your boss is going to say, what your wife or spouse is going to, everything just comes flooding in. And it's not a good start to the day.
Okay.
You know, and then you have this fear. You know, you approach your day with fears of what's going to happen.
You're chasing something,
exactly,
right? An announcement of something, right?
Okay. Yeah, and we got to really stop that, because mornings are the most beautiful time of the day, especially wake up early. Mm. And I'm sure you guys wake up way earlier than me.
It's a beautiful time, but it's all pitch black.
It's all pitch black. But it's very peaceful. It's very, very peaceful. So that's the best time to meditate. First thing you do in the morning, just 10 minutes.
We're with Nabil Mata, trading strategist at IG. Okay, can you just go through a couple of common mistakes that early traders make?
I mean, I speak to many, many traders because of what I do, my job. And I think one of the biggest mistakes is when they start trading, the expectations and the mindset. Mm. So it's funny because if you talk about, let's say, being a neurosurgeon, you don't expect to just read a book, attend a seminar, attend a workshop,
and then and conduct perform an operation.
Operation, right?
God, so no,
I I don't want to be that patient, but yeah. I don't know, I understand why trading people see it that way.
Ah.
Okay. You know, they attend a seminar, they buy a book, and of course they understand there's a bit of psychology and risk management involved. So, you know, they hear people say that, you know, always put a stop loss, only a small percentage of each trade. You know, always plan your trades. But all these are just knowledge. Mm. But trading is not just knowledge-based. Trading is a skill. Mm. There's a big difference there. You don't just read a book and expect to be a good trader. It's
a skill. Yeah, because now you're going to have to visit a shrink as well before you start.
Yeah, exactly. So, you guys play golf? I used to try golf. I gave up too boring. But
Elliot,
you know,
when you
go to the driving range, right, when you just started, then there's so many things you need to remember. Yeah. You know, your backswing, you know, so many things. And it takes hours and hours, days, weeks of, you know, a lot of practice to build that skill.
Yeah.
Same thing for trading. And I always like to compare to sports. If you talk about MMA, I love MMA. You see the way they train, the way they don't expect to not train, they expect to beat the guy in the octagon, but
exactly.
Just go in.
Yeah. Exactly.
But trading, the mindset is different. You know why? Because money's involved.
Mm. Mm.
Especially in Singapore. I mean, it's not surprising that they film Crazy Rich Asians here because we're crazy about money. And whatever money, we just go blindly even. And you'd be surprised how many traders don't understand, you know, the basics like margin call and things like that when they start trading.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's just this fixation about money. Money is good, but we just need to manage it, not let money manage us.
Okay.
Very nice.
Lovely tips
I've
there.
Enjoyed that.
I've enjoyed it too. Yeah, and really take this time to look inward and find out more about what motivates you to behave the way you do.
Well, thanks very much for joining us this morning. Nabil Mata, trading strategist at IG.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.